Go to TMA Electric in Port Huron for all your electrical needs. From service upgrades to LED lighting to a full system check and oil change for your generator, along with preventative maintenance. Call 810-266-1450 or stop by. They're at 2514 Chestnut in Port Huron.
All right, on this Monday morning, March the 1st, if I were to ask you who Claudia Alta Johnson is, you might not know right away. If I ask you who Lady Bird Johnson is, of course you know. And well, she's the subject of a new book by our next guest, author of Lady Bird Johnson, Hiding in Plain Sight. Julia Swieg is with us. Good morning, Julia.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
You had well over 100 hours of audio tapes of Lady Bird Johnson, essentially telling her story at your disposal. How did you come upon these tapes, and what was it like listening to her?
Well, the tapes, she recorded the tapes when she was in the White House, as you said. And starting in around 2013, the LBJ Library in Austin, Texas, a library that she had a huge hand in creating, began to release them. And they released them publicly. I wasn't privy to something secret. She had even published a portion of the transcripts of the tapes in 1970. But it wasn't until beginning in 2013 that the audio and the full transcripts came out. And in a way, it was serendipity. I was at the museum and the library and walked into the museum space, and her voice came on, and it was the voice narrating her first entry, which was about the John F. Kennedy assassination. And I found it totally riveting and stuck with it for the next few years and got deeper and deeper into her experience through those tapes.
And I want to talk more about her and what you learned about her and what you've written in this book. But I'm amazed by the fact that she recorded all of these things. Was it because it was a relatively new, tape recording wasn't new, but you know, having a personal tape recorder at your disposal was kind of a new thing. Was she interested in the use of the technology? Why did she record so many of these personal stories for history?
Well, she was trained as a journalist when she was at UT Austin. She had a double major in journalism and history, and she had the habit throughout her marriage and political partnership with LBJ of always having little spiral notebooks with her and taking notes, just like a good journalist. So by the time she got into the White House, her custom was to keep records. And when she got into the White House, especially the way she came into the White House, and she says it in the introduction that she wrote when she published the first chunk in 1970, she said, "I realized that I had this incredible opportunity and I wanted the challenge and the discipline of recording my experience." Now, as far as the tapes going, I agree with you. It is a pretty modern thing to do, but she was also the owner of a radio station and a television station. And so media to her was not something that was, she says she was fumbly with the technology at the beginning, but her instinct was entirely to get it on the record.
I'll be darned. That's interesting. I love
kind
this.
Of amazing.
I love the title Hiding in Plain Sight, because she really kind of was. I mean, she is this hidden first lady figure. We don't know an awful lot, or at least I don't. I don't think a lot of people know a lot about Lady Bird Johnson, but she left it all right there in, as you say, in plain sight, right?
She did. You know, she's kind of two-dimensional. But since she left it all there, the reason we said hiding plain sight is because the source material and the person that material reveals were, as you say, hiding in plain sight. So it's a little bit of a play on the material and the woman that in fact is a person who really wanted us to know her. And this gets into, you know, her tapes are not just about personal experiences. They're about the LBJ presidency. And what they show is their political partnership and how much LBJ relied on her. And you see her fighting the civil rights battle you see her having the same blinders on Vietnam that he had, and it goes on and on and on, and it shows her also evolve as over the course of the 5 years that she was in the White House. She's a little bit nervous at the beginning, but by year 2, 3, and 4, she's at the height of her powers. And then as the LBJ presidency begins to come under such severe attack because of Vietnam and with the uprisings and the racial reckoning that we had in the 1960s, she begins to feel a little bit out of touch. She doesn't quite understand why the protests are so strongly against Vietnam. And she realizes in a meta way that she is out of touch, tries to wrestle with that. But then we see her working closely to orchestrate their exit out of Washington.
Hmm. Wow. Really, really interesting. What a great idea. I should mention that in addition to the book, which comes out later this month, Lady Bird Johnson, Hiding in Plain Sight, this is also an ABC News podcast that I'm going to guess probably utilizes a lot of the source material, a lot of these tapes, huh?
It does. And it drops today, and you can listen to it on anywhere you listen to podcasts. It's to celebrate Women's History Month. We launched it today. ABC launched it today, but it draws heavily from those tapes and also from a lot of documentary footage from the time. So it's really kind of an audio immersive documentary that puts us right into the middle of the 1960s, but feels incredibly relevant to the moment we're living today.
Well, certainly, you know, the last year or so, I think people have really drawn a lot of comparisons to the 1960s and said, you know, this may be the most tumultuous time we've gone through since then. This puts you right in the middle of it and really paints an interesting portrait, I think, of a first lady that we really didn't know an awful lot about until you put this all together. I want to ask you, Julia, how do you sum up Lady Bird Johnson? Who was she?
Oh, what a difficult question. To sum up a woman of such stature, she was a political strategist. She was a businesswoman. She was a very devoted spouse and political animal in her own right. She was a journalist. She was a historian. She was a mother. She was a grandmother. And she was a woman who was also a very deep environmentalist. I think that's another key point about her, is that the beautification campaign that she's associated with, which is mainly about planting flowers, actually was a euphemism for a much deeper environmental vision. And she laid the groundwork for the Environmental Protection Agency, for the celebration of Earth Day, for the idea that it is the right of Americans to have access to nature, not just in walled-off parks, but in their cities. And she tried to marry civil rights and environmental justice together and wouldn't have described it in that way. But when you look at her documents and look at her partnerships in American cities, especially Washington, D.C., you see how she tried to serve really the most underserved residents of this city, where I am, in the most underserved parts of this city by bringing access to nature. It didn't always work out so well because, as you know, they left the presidency at the end of 1969, at the beginning of 69. But that was her vision, and I think she deserves great credit for having it, and the legacy she leaves, I hope we can think about more and more.
Well, Julia, thanks for telling us more about Claudia Johnson, Lady Bird, as she's known. We'll listen for the podcast. We'll look for the book later this month. Thanks so much.
Thanks very much for having me. Have a good day.
You too. Bye-bye.